Well, depending on who you want to call a radical protester, there are groups that have used more militant approaches. Mm-hmm. These are groups like the far right, right sector, Pravi sector. Mm-hmm. They're comprised of a number of members of far right groups, mostly from Western Ukraine. Mm-hmm. There are also some militant units of the opposition Svoboda Party that have been on the front lines. There's another civic group that is not rooted in nationalism, but it is called Spilna Sprava, or Common Cause. Mm-hmm. They were responsible for seizing several government buildings a few weeks back. They have also remained on the front lines. These groups number in the hundreds, typically. Some of them say that they have thousands of members around the country, but in Kyiv we've seen hundreds of them. And those, along with a newly created unit called Maidan Self-Defense, they are the ones that are on the front lines. As I said, there's hundreds, maybe thousands, but in the lower thousands of these protesters, and they're doing much of the heavy lifting in terms of the frontline fighting. I don't know if we've seen a number of radical protesters in those groups. Those groups haven't increased, they've just been on the front lines, but we have seen a number of what were peaceful protesters become more radicalized themselves. And sometimes that is not necessarily transferred into frontline fighting battle, but I would also count the fact that pensioners, older babushkas, grandmothers, grandfathers are out, very close to the front lines, meters from the front lines, and they're helping to chip away at paving stones to feed this human chain that passes them up to these more radical militant groups at the front lines.